In just a minute, Carl hits you with his rhyme stick and our listener limerick challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. But right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Tom, Carl is going to read off a list of names for you.
Anthony Tony Bagels Kvitsa. Joseph Junior Lollipops Karna. Vincenzo Vinny Carwash Frigero. Anthony Baby Fat Larry Durso.
All right, Tom, what do those guys have in common besides terrific nicknames?
Silvio Berlusconi's cabinet. No, actually, those are some of the mobsters that were arrested this week.
Exactly right. They were all arrested by the FBI this week. Thanks to, very good, thanks to the largest mob bust in recent history, more than 120 alleged mobsters are off the streets. Just got a lot easier to get a table at certain Italian restaurants. All five crime families were hit, the Genoveses, the Gambinos, the Colombos, plus, for good measure, the Sopranos, the Boyardis, the Ronzonis. And the Trumps, because, you know, why not?
Probably, yeah. There has to be a person, right, who makes those up. Like, it's got to be one guy, right, in a room somewhere.
Like the poet laureate of the mafia.
Exactly. Like, he's in a room somewhere in Brooklyn just, I mean, working from dusk till dawn making up those nicknames. Because those are amazing.
One thing I've learned is that you don't get to pick your own. You're never like, call me Tony Bagels.
Because everybody would pick Cobra Laserface.
Exactly.
Is it?
I don't think they would, actually.
Well, now how
I don't think it'd last very long. Now I want you to call me Cobra Laserface.
Would you mess with a guy named Cobra, like, hey, I owe Cobra Laserface $100 because of the Jets game. You better pay him.
Roxanne.
Yes, sir.
The New York Times reported that homemade organic meals are becoming more popular for what segment of our population?
Pets.
Yes, exactly. The Times profiled a woman who makes for her dog a dish made of chicken, red cabbage, cucumbers, carrots, berries, garlic, and parsley, all from her own organic farm. Weirdly, this article appeared in the paper's dining and wine section rather than its crazy rich people section. Of course, because dogs, as we know, care deeply, deeply about what they're eating. When they bark right before eating their own vomit, they're inquiring if it's organic and locally sourced.
What is the point of it? I mean, don't you eat organic food for better health and longer life? I mean,
well, why shouldn't your dog have better health?
Well,
and
I know,
longer
but you know, if you only live 12 years, wouldn't you eat Twinkies all the time?
The article also mentioned a delicious, healthy dog food recipe involving parsley, yogurt, egg, and chicken, to which chickens say, hey, it's great you care so much about animals. We're so touched. Tom, the mayor of Ogden, Utah, has a plan to fight crime. He's going to unleash the awesome power of what? In the skies.
Oh, seagulls.
No.
Oh, camera-toting seagulls.
No.
Something more predatory. Hawks, perhaps.
No.
Can I have a hint?
It'll be a good year for law enforcement. Really, he's just floating this idea.
Oh. Blimps.
Yes, crime-fighting blimps high above Ogden. Mayor Matthew Godfrey of Ogden noticed high-crime cities had one thing in common, no blimps in the skies. There must be a connection. Ogden officials hope that flying an unmanned dirigible around town will aid in surveillance and crime prevention. Criminals will be like, hey, let's steal a TV. Wait, what's that? It's a blimp. Oh, it must be the year 1917. TVs haven't been invented yet. Let's do something else. Very subtle but effective psychology. The high-speed chases, though, with a blimp would be very disappointing. Every time the local anchors get excited, they're like, and the blimp is in pursuit. Oh, the humanity. Looks like the crime blimp has got them this time. Oh, the humanity. Luke, in these tough economic times, small business owners have to squeeze every bit of profit they can. This week, the Indianapolis Star reported that owners of what type of venue are now opening up for weddings, birthdays, and proms?
It's in Indiana. It's in the state of Indiana.
It is in the state of Indiana, although these are everywhere. You'll find them anywhere you go. Especially anywhere you end up, finally.
A funeral?
Funeral homes. Yes, indeed. Funeral homes No, this is great news. Funeral homes are finally thinking outside the pine box. It makes sense. If you've been to a funeral home, you know it's a big space. It's designed to accommodate a lot of people, often in beautiful settings, right? So goodbye, funeral home. Hello, event center. Oh, those aren't caskets. Those are novelty coolers for your beer. And if you're holding a wedding, bridesmaids, our embalmer can do makeovers for you as long as you promise to keep very, very still. If he were to move, he'd get spooked. You don't want that. Would you guys do this if you got a good deal? Luke, you're going to get married soon,
well,
you know?
I mean...
If I can say, how much would I have to save you? 50%. 50% on a banquet hall if you just go to the funeral home.
What's it going to take to get you into this casket?
Exactly.
And then married to somebody also in that casket? I was just thinking that, I mean, if you ever need to understand the disconnect between the different regions of this country, people in New York are baking organic dog food for their animals, and people in Indiana are having their wedding with dead people to save $500.
Yes, well, you know.
See, that's the point at which you just say, let's party in tonight.
Yeah.
Let's have it at home.
There are dangers, for example, you don't want to drink and pass out. That would be potentially... You never know where you'll wake up.
But on the upside, you don't have to worry about making too much noise.
That's true.
It's like...
The neighbors don't care.
It's like if when you care enough to throw a big party that's also kind of crappy, do it at a funeral home. I just don't, I mean, it seems like you've ruined the chance of a good get-together.
You are so ignoring the economic incentive because a lot of these places are offering like lifetime package deals. You get a wedding, an anniversary party, and a retirement party, they will throw in your wake.
Yeah. You can't afford not to.
It's really. At prices like these, why party with the living?